Hey everybody, welcome to an episode entitled, If You're Going to Study. In this brief episode, we'll take a quick look at some of the things you can do as a community college student to improve your study skills. When most people say they're going to study, they imagine they're going to open up their notebook or open up the textbook and reread the information. So they're reviewing it. The reality is that helps people to become familiar with the content, but not necessarily to learn it. The best way to learn it is to engage in what's called retrieval practice. Do things that are going to help you to get that information back out of your brain and onto a paper or onto a screen. What science is telling us is that you're not just remembering when you bring these things back up from memory, but you're actually reconstructing that knowledge every time you bring it back up, and that helps you to make it a more permanent part of your memory. When you're engaged in retrieval practice, make sure to engage yourself with tasks that cause you to restate the information in your own words. Simply parroting back a definition that has been given to you is not really learning it. Ask yourself questions. Answer the questions in the back of the book. Maybe even have Gemini, which is an AI tool that you have access to as a GCC student, have Gemini ask you some questions about the content and see if you can answer them. Even if they're not the exact questions that your instructor might ask, they're going to be close enough for you to learn the content that you are supposed to learn. Next, practice interleaving. Now, interleaving is reviewing materials in different orders. So when you're working on Chapter 3, for example, spend some time reviewing Chapter 1, spend some time reviewing Chapter 2 as you're getting ready for Chapter 3, and review them in different orders on different days. In a similar way, avoid massing. Massing is when you cram for an exam or study just one type of problem over and over and over again. What we know is that if you practice some problems from Chapter 1 along with the ones from Chapter 2 while you're studying Chapter 3, you're going to learn all of them much better than if you focus only on the problems in Chapter 3. The last thing to remember is that if you're not struggling a little bit, just a little bit, then you're probably not learning. You don't want to be struggling so much that you're frustrated, but if you're not working at it, you're probably not learning. So there are a few examples of how you can introduce just a little bit of struggling into your studying. Engage in retrieval practice, make sure to state information in your own words, and practice interleaving. Study different topics at different times and in different orders. All right, everybody, good luck with your classes.